you're going to be like, wow, that Ruby girl is really, really cool. And I want to be your friend. Ruby, 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 Ruby!
Hey, hey, Arcaders, it's UberNerd527 here once again with another episode of Ruby Roundup. And this, sadly, is the very last episode of Volume 3. If you are just listening to this, you probably need to go back and watch the other episodes that lead up to this episode, because this is the final episode of Volume 3. We've been going through the Volume 3 of Rooster Teeth's Ruby since the beginning, back probably almost 6 months ago? Probably somewhere around there, about 6 months ago. And we've been going episode by episode. I've been doing a very short kind of Reader's Digest overview of the episode, and then kind of go over my pros and cons for this episode. Now, before we begin, I do want to really quickly remind you of a few things and then go over some announcements. So first, just as a reminder, this is going to be a spoiler cast, so if you haven't watched the last episode entitled End of the Beginning, you need to go and watch it before you actually listen to this podcast, because we are going to spoil everything. So please make sure you go watch it. Now, you can watch Ruby on Rooster Teeth's website, roosterteeth.com. You can see all the episodes of Ruby on there, or you can see pretty much all the episodes by now. By the time this podcast goes up, the last episode should be up on YouTube as well, so check that out. Or you can also watch the first two volumes on Netflix. They have them as single episodes, but they're actually the entire season all together. So check that out. Make sure you watch it. It's a great show. I really, really love it, and I really, really suggest it, especially to those of you who love anime, who love story, and who love character development. This is a really, really great show. Now, on to the announcements. Because this is a weekly, because this podcast comes out every once and again, we always want to give the announcements that are happening on our website. We are part of thearcadearchives.com, and just some announcements about the website. First, please remember, this month is the 20th anniversary of Pokemon, and because we do a Pokemon podcast called Pokemon Rewind, we are going to celebrate at the end of this month with a two-part 20th anniversary special going over the first Pokemon movie, and also we're going to have some special guests who are going to share we're going to have some special guests that are going to be sharing their special Pokemon memories. I've got a few of them that I've interviewed. Now, if you want to be a part of this, unfortunately the time has already passed, but if you can get it, I will extend this a little bit until the end of this week. So, if you can give me some questions, if you can answer the questions that are on the site, thearcadearchives.com, find the latest Pokemon Rewind and find the questions. Go ahead and record yourself for about 7 minutes answering these questions and giving some other memories too if you'd like. Just remember, again, it has to be 7 minutes long. You have to send it to our email address, which is talesfromthegamegrid@gmail.com. Again, that's talesfromthegamegrid@gmail.com. And if you do it by the end of this week, I will put it in our podcast. So please, please, please send it to us as quick as possible. Also, if you want to see me in person, I will be at Crumbs World Comics and Collectibles on Saturday the 27th for our official Pokemon celebration. We're going to be partnering with another establishment that's right next door called Lucky Straw's Boba Tea. They're a great place to get boba tea and also to watch anime and play video games. And we're going to partner with them and Crumbs World, and we're going to have a great Pokemon day. All day long, we're going to be having events, and it's going to culminate into our video game tournament. This video game tournament will be VGC rules, and we will have a prize pack for those of you who enter. The entrance fee is only $3, and you get a little gift bag with all kinds of fun stuff, including a special drawing done by me that will be included in the prize pack with everything else. So I'm very, very excited for this tournament. I will be the judge for this, And I will be there also recording for the second part of our podcast. So if you don't get to send it to me, you can always meet me there on that Saturday. And we will definitely go ahead and record you for the second part of our podcast. So very, very cool. Very, very excited to be there. I want to thank Crumbs World Comics and Collectibles and Lucky Straw's Boba Tea Cafe for their support and just the fact that this was not all my idea. This was actually their idea. So I'm just glad to be a part of it and glad to be there. And I hope you guys come and see us out there. Okay. Now on to some more things about Ruby and this podcast. Now, first of all, I want to say that our last episode got more than 80 views on YouTube. And I think that's really, really awesome. I'm glad you guys are listening. I hope you're enjoying this series. I'm hoping you're enjoying everything. And I also want to announce that we got some feedback, which I'm also very excited about. We got some feedback from a listener. His name is Samuel Green. He messaged us on YouTube. And so I wanted to talk a little bit about some information that he sent me. First of all, he wanted to remind me that what Blake's semblance is actually what she leaves behind are called after images, not shadow clones. Of course, I was probably thinking of Naruto when I said that, so thank you very much for reminding me of that. He also wanted to say a little bit about Velvet, that Velvet's arsenal is a camera that produces light, hard images, and her semblance is photographic reflexes. This is all I can say. Velvet is my new perfect Taskmaster heroine version. I'm not exactly sure what Taskmaster is, so if you're listening to this, Samuel, please let me know what you meant by that. But I'm really glad you're listening to this, and I hope you're enjoying it. Thank you so much for all that feedback and that wonderful information that you gave me, because I do a lot of these podcasts, and sometimes I skip a few of the details. So thank you very much for sending me that info. And again, if you guys want to comment on this, please make sure you're commenting. If you're listening to us on thearcadearchives.com, which is our home website, you can comment below. There's a little on the top right of the post, there should be a little word balloon bubble. You can click that, you can reply, and I will definitely talk to you guys back. If you're listening to this on YouTube, you can always comment below. And also, you can send us comments through Twitter at Arcade Network or at TalesFT Game Grid. Again, that's at Arcade A Network or at TalesFT Game Grid. Or you can send us some email at our email address, which I gave a little bit earlier, but I'll give again, talesfromthegamegrid@gmail.com. Again, that's talesfromthegamegrid@gmail.com. All right. Now, there will be one more announcement, but I'm actually saving this for the last, after we talk about the episode. This does have to do with Ruby instead of Pokemon, so don't worry. Don't worry, I will be announcing one more thing at the end of this podcast. So please stick around for that, and I hope you enjoy our last episode of Season 3, my little breakdown for that, okay? All right, so let's get into the last episode of Volume 3 of Ruby. This episode is Episode 12, and it's called End of the Beginning. So just to do a little recap of where we are right now, we are in utter chaos right now. Vale is being attacked. The school is being attacked by Grimm, by members of the White Fang, and everything has gone to crap. Adam has not only fought off Blake, but now has cut Yang's arm off. Pura and Ozpin are now trying to get the power into Pura so they can fight Cinder and the rest. And Jean is kind of defending them, but kind of failed. And now Cinder has the full power. And Ozpin tells Pura to take Jean and get out of here because she would just be in the way. And that's where we have left off for the last episode. And now we start off with a fight between Cinder and Ozpin. Now this fight is actually really cool for the parts we can actually see. Because this is in a completely dark room, we only get to see flashes of the fight. We don't get to see the full thing, which actually I think was kind of neat, kind of cool to see that. Because we don't actually see what Ozpin is actually up to and what he's how he's fighting her, per se. We get to see a little bit more of his power, but we don't get to see much of it. So it's still kind of a great mystery how his weapon works and how his semblance works, and very, very, very neat, very cool about that. Now, as this fight is going on, they're evacuating the school. The teachers tell them to get into these rescue pods, and so Ruby finally meets up with Weiss, and Weiss kind of can't really bring herself to tell Ruby what has happened to her sister, so she just kind of steps back, and Ruby sees her sister with her arm off, sees Nora and Ren. Ren's been, like, has the stuffing beat out of him. Nora, her sides are hurting, and she can't stand, and Blake is kind of blaming herself for what has happened to Yang, and has her just eyes filled with tears, and just Ruby can't even believe that this is going on. And that's when Nora and Ren and Weiss tell Ruby that Jean and Pura are still missing. So Ruby and Weiss decide to go after Jean and Pura to go try to save them. Now, Pura and Jean are escaping, and Jean tries to get a hold of Glenda because he's got her phone number on his cell phone, and that's when Pura decides to go back and help Ozpin. Now, Jean tries to convince her not to go back, but we get something that we have been waiting for a very, very long time, and that is we finally get to see Pura kiss Jean. And it's like, I sat there like that whole time, I was like, finally, I get to see this happen. She kisses Jean and then puts Jean in one of the rocket launching lockers and sends him away, so that way he won't try to stop her. And as Jean is rocketing away, he calls Weiss and Ruby and asks both of them to go save Pura. Now, he's he has lost all sense of emotion right now. Everything is just gone. Jean is at his last legs. He throws his phone after he talks to both of them, and Jean is, he can't do anything about this. He can't stop her from doing this, and he knows that something is probably going to happen to Pura. Now, as this is happening, of course, Ruby and Weiss see all that's happening, and they've gone to the top of the tower. So Ruby says she has some type of plan, and of course Weiss says, of course you do. So now we come up to where Ozpin's office was, and the dragon Grimm is now kind of climbed on top of the tower, and you see his face kind of looking at Cinder, and we can see that Cinder can communicate with Grimm. She tells the Grimm that this is his new home, and the Grimm kind of calms down a little bit, which is kind of weird in a way, but you know, it's part of her power, I guess. So as she's kind of calming the Grimm down, that's when Pura comes in and attacks Cinder, and then we get our fight, Cinder versus Pura. Pura starts fighting off, and at first kind of fares a little bit better than I thought she would have against Cinder, but slowly but surely Cinder is starting to get the best of Pura. And the dragon comes, jumps off the tower, flies around, and then hits the top of the tower, knocking most of the roof off. And so Cinder is caught by Pura, and she puts her sword to her neck, and that's when Cinder uses her power to actually break Pura's weapon in half. Because of the tower being destroyed, it knocks Pura back, and Pura then uses her semblance to use the metal gears that are in Ozpin's office to attack Cinder. And at first we think Pura actually got the best of Cinder, but then Cinder uses her powers and attacks back. And it's at this time that it shows we see Ruby and Weiss, and they're fighting off more Grimm, and Ruby's just looks at Weiss and goes, we gotta hurry this along. We can't waste our time with these guys anymore. And so Weiss uses her abilities to put glyphs up the side of the tower and tells Ruby basically that she needs to go help, and that she'll keep the Grimm off her back. So Ruby uses her power and runs up the side of the building, to try to help out Purim. Now, as Ruby runs up to the top of the tower, she comes up and sees the last minutes of the fight between Cinder and Pura. Cinder uses her bow and arrow to hit Pura in the leg, which makes her limp a little bit. And then she tries to get back up, but Cinder won't let her. And she points a bow and arrow right directly at Pura. Pura looks at her and says, "Do you believe in destiny?" She says, Cinder says, "Yes." And then shoots a bow right directly into her chest. Now she turns into light and then disappears. Now, does that mean she's actually dead, or does that mean that we can bring her back? I don't know. But let me tell you, the minute I saw that arrow go into Pura's chest, I think I had the same reaction that Ruby does in these next couple of minutes, because Ruby's anger is, you can just feel it. And as she gets angry, her eyes glow very similar to how Cinder's eyes glow a little bit earlier in the last episode. And what happens is this bright light just shines out of her, and you see Cinder and the dragon, and they're engulfed in this light, and then the screen goes white. Now, we don't actually know what happens exactly. We do know, however, that Crow does get Ruby, and some things are going on, some things are messing up. We know that Ruby was brought back to her home, and her father, which we meet a little bit later on, says that there's no contact to the outside world through Vale, that all the contact, is, all the communication is down, and Ozpin is missing. They don't know where he is. So Ruby wakes up in her room, and the house that she grew up in her room, actual room that she grew up in as well. And we see that her father, which I believe her father's name is Ty, if I believe correctly from the episode, which is kind of a cool name, I think. Her father, Ty, who is voiced by Bernie Burns, who is one of the founders of Rooster Teeth, by the way. Really cool. She says hello, and her dad is all excited that she's okay. And that's when Crow walks in and says that he needs to talk to Ruby. Now, her father at first is like, what do you mean? Why can't you just talk to her in front of me? And Crow kind of gives him this look, and he is like, okay, all right, whatever. And so he runs off. Now, we find out that Ruby had somehow frozen that giant grim dragon on top of the tower. Now, we don't know what happened to Cinder, but we know that that dragon is now frozen on the top of that tower because of something that Ruby had done. Now, Ruby hurts all over, and she's in quite a bit of pain, but she feels a little bit better than she had been. And Crow kind of asks her what the last thing she remembers is. And she doesn't remember too much. She remembers seeing Pura dying, and then her anger, and then everything just going white. And then he asks something that's actually quite particular, and I think it's kind of interesting. He asks her what Ozpin first said to her the first time that she met him. That was all the way back in Volume 1. If you remember correctly, Ozpin said that she had silver eyes. Now, Crow tells us that silver eyes are an extremely rare trait, just like her mom. That these eyes are actually said to be the eyes of warriors. And these warriors were so fierce and so afraid that even Grimm just looked at them and were afraid. And Crow says that something has been set in motion, and he doesn't exactly know what's about to happen. But he knows that the trail that they left leads to Haven. And this kind of puts something into Ruby's brain. You can kind of see it working in her brain. Now, you see Ruby kind of get up, she gets out of her room, and she walks to where Yang's room is, and Yang is not fully recovered. Ruby asks Yang how she feels and how she is, and of course, Yang is not necessarily the same girl that she was before this all happened. She's not fully okay, Ruby then kind of asks what happened to everybody, and we find out that Weiss has been forced to go back with her father, and Blake has run away, which you can see, you know, that this has really taken a toll on Yang, all of this now. And then, of course, Ruby asks what do we do now? And Yang is just so depressed. She says, I don't care. Whatever you do, you just do it. I'm not going to be a part of it. And that's when we see, look outside of Yang's window. We see the fall leaves kind of fall. And then slowly but surely, the fall turns into winter. And we see Ruby, who's just walked outside of her house. And Jean is standing right behind her, along with Nora and Ren. And they each all decide to go after, to go to Haven and see what's going on there. And that's pretty much where we leave it off, except for one thing. We start hearing a voice, and automatically I knew this was Cinder's master. Now, is this the same voice that we heard at the very beginning of the series? I'm kind of thinking this might be. But we see her voice. She kind of talks about how everything is going right now. We kind of see glimpses of where everyone is. Weiss being with her father, which you get to see her father for the first time. Blake is still in Vail, and she's kind of running around. We don't know what she's up to yet. And we just see everything is in chaos, and Glenda is so depressed she can't even use her powers to put everything back to the way it was. We just see that everything has really just fallen to crap, basically. Then we come up to this mountain, and it's filled with lava, and it's glowing, and slowly but surely the camera pans up, and then we see a woman kind of standing there, and she turns around, and I believe that this is the first grim human hybrid that we have actually seen in the series. And we find out, I realize that this is Cinder's master. This is who Cinder has been working for all this time. And we really get to see her, and she kind of gives this warning to Ozpin. Now, is she speaking directly to Ozpin? Have they captured Ozpin and brought him back here? I don't know. I don't know if she's just talking to him, kind of talking to the audience and to him at the same time. I don't know, but I know that this is a huge, huge thing that is really going to be a part of this, and I can't wait to see what else we get out of this. And I'm not going to, I usually spoil everything, but I'm going to say, make sure you stay after the credits. There is an after credit scene. It's very short, very sweet, but we get to see something that we actually didn't know before, although I did have an inkling that this may actually happen. So check that out. Look up on the after the credits. I'm not going to really spoil it here because I think this would be the best place to not spoil it. So, anyways, now this is the part of the podcast where I would usually give you guys my kind of pros and cons for this episode. Let me say that the pro is I really love this episode, and it really kind of wrapped everything up pretty quickly. The con is I think it was a little quick. I think the episode went by really too fast, and I didn't really have a lot of time to kind of process everything. I think this is another thing that I'm kind of needing to see again and again to kind of really process everything in my brain. But that's not necessarily a bad thing, necessarily. So that's pretty much it for my pros and cons. But what did I think of this volume as a whole? I don't want to get too into it because eventually down the road, we are going to do an episode where I'm going to have a panel and we're going to talk about Volume 3 as a whole together. But I just wanted to put some just quick thoughts right now of what I thought about this season, what I thought about all of it together as a whole now that we've finally gotten through all of it, and just kind of my general thoughts of this episode. So let me just say that again, I'm going to say this, I've said this before in prior episodes, I'm going to say it again. This volume of Ruby is the Empire Strikes Back, or the Lord of the Rings Two Towers of this series. This is where everything is a turning point in the series. that we have gone through all the bad times. We actually see the villains win for once instead of the heroes. But because of this, now we can see where our heroes are going to go to. And now I'm excited to see where this is leading to. So I'm very, very excited. I'm very, very happy and satisfied with this season. I thought probably one of the best seasons so far. It has taken everything that we have learned from previous seasons, and it's really, it's answered a lot of questions, but at the same time, it's given us new questions and new things to really kind of question our brains, and that's a really good storytelling and a really wonderful, wonderful thing to be able to watch from beginning to the end. And so that's kind of my final thoughts on all this. So bravo, Rooster Teeth. You did a bang-up job. I really want to, first of all, I want to thank everyone at Rooster Teeth. I don't know whether you guys actually listen to this little podcast or not. If you do, I want to thank you very much for this season. You guys really knocked it out of the park. And I really truly believe that Monty, the creator of this show, would be so pleased with what you guys have done. And I don't know how much of this season he was a part of before he passed away last year. But I know he would be very proud of what you guys did, because you guys really knocked it out of the park. I want to thank all the voice actors and actresses who are on this show. You guys did an amazing, amazing job. Every single one of you did a bang-up job with your acting, with your delivery of the lines. It just, it made it feel so real to me. And I want to thank you very, very much for doing that. And I know you guys worked very hard. I know you guys were probably put in a lot of emotional places, since this was a very emotional season. And thank you very, very much to all of you guys who worked on that show and worked on such a wonderful volume of this show. And I am so happy to be a fan of this show, and so happy for your success that you guys have continued to have because of such a great show. And not only just a great show that I as an adult can watch, but also something that teenagers and tweenage and even kids can watch and enjoy. And that's another thing that I applaud you guys for, that obviously this is not a perfect show, but this is definitely a show that I continue to like even through its flaws. And bravo to all of you out there so very, very much. Okay, so I wanted to leave this until the last of the end of the podcast, because you probably could already guess what this announcement is going to be, but I wanted to go ahead and tell a little story, a little bit of context, to kind of give you guys some information on kind of where this podcast came from, kind of where we're going, because as you know, this is the Cartoon Connoisseur Theater podcast. This is just a small portion of it, but there's lots of little parts of Cartoon Connoisseur Theater that put up, and you can actually watch them on YouTube now. So go back, you can hear some of the Cartoon Connoisseur Theater episodes that we've done previously. Now, I actually am a very new fan to Ruby. I just discovered this show probably last summer and have become a huge, huge fan of it in such a short amount of time. And I really wanted to do something. And I also want to thank three people who actually did that, who actually, because of them, I actually watched Ruby. One of them being Dave, Podcast Pasco. He's been on the show before. Second being Cheryl, who is part of Pink Justice Cosplay, and her husband. I really, really, because of their great cosplay, it really got me fascinated with this show. And then, of course, I don't want to say her real name on the show. So she's a friend of mine from work, and she was another person who was very vocal about, you will love this show, you should watch it. And because of her, I started watching this. Now, we did a focus episode before Ruby Roundup ever started that kind of just focused on the show. And then after that, there was really just kind of this long hiatus where I didn't do any episodes of Cartoon Connoisseur Theater. And that was because life had happened. Life was happening at that point. And it was very, very difficult to get together with a whole group of people and to do it. the way I was hoping to do it. So that's when I decided that Ruby was coming up. I figured it would be a good time to continue the show, but kind of focus it a little bit on one show. For this longest time, I think it's become something very, very fun and very, very enjoyable, and something that I have enjoyed these last few months. And because of this, now I do Pokemon Rewind, which is kind of the spin-off of Ruby, because I enjoyed that so much that I wanted to continue doing it week by week instead of just every couple of weeks or every other week or however the schedule was for these episodes coming out. So now that this is over, I want to announce that Ruby Roundup is going to be going on a hiatus. And that's mainly due to the fact of there are no new episodes of Ruby, at least for the foreseeable future. We may get something soon when Rooster Teeth has their usual convention during the year. Maybe we'll find out something about Ruby coming out. Maybe we'll find out if maybe the new season will be coming out a little bit quicker than it has been. I don't know. But as of right now, Ruby Roundup will be going on hiatus. Now, I promise you that I will be doing an episode, kind of a comprehensive look at all of Volume 3 together. I'm getting a panel together, and we're going to all watch the whole thing as a whole when it finally comes out as a whole. And we're going to watch that, and that'll be an episode in the future. I don't know when that'll be, but it will be in the future. I will definitely get that together. So if you're listening, Dakota, by the way, I'm still wanting you part of the panel, so please get a hold of me and let me know that you want to be a part of this. And anyone else who wants to join us, please let us know. I had a blast doing this podcast, and I hope that you guys, the listeners, enjoyed this as well. Please, if you want this to continue, let me know. Let me know what you liked. Let me know what I can improve on, and I definitely will improve on it. But for right now, we're going to be going on hiatus. So I am going to try very hard to not let Cartoon Connoisseur Theater pod fade. If you don't know what that means that you see less and less episodes and finally it disappears and no one ever records again. I have had that happen to a lot of podcasts that I enjoy, so I don't want that to happen to Cartoon Connoisseur Theater. I still think it's a good idea. We're going to retool it a little bit and bring it back, and hopefully we'll have a brand new format with brand new things to talk about, and not just focusing on one genre, on one show, but also multiple things that around the cartoon universe that I want to talk about. So please keep listening, keep subscribed to here. We've got a lot of great, great announcements coming soon. So again, I hope you enjoyed this so much. Thank you so much for listening. Continue to listen to Cartoon Connoisseur Theater for more. And I hope you guys are excited for more with Pokemon Rewind and the 20th anniversary special and everything that we're going to be doing in the next couple of weeks. So thank you so much, guys, for listening. And best wishes to all of you. Thank you. Thank you for listening to this Arcade Archives Network podcast. If you like this, please go to iTunes and write a review. You can also comment on thearcadearchives.com. Again, that's thearcadearchives.com. You can also go over to our other website, zowiekerpowie.com. Again, zowiekerpowie.com. You can also follow us on Twitter at TalesFTGameGrid. Again, at TalesFTGameGrid. Thank you again so much for joining us here for this Arcade Archives Network podcast, and keep playing like it's 1981.
Message from headquarters. This is a Rebellion production and is part of the Arcade Archives Network.
That is all.